At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We're going to dive right into it because we're on schedule today here at The Ticket, and I'm not going to be the one to screw that up. Jake, you got any questions from the fans or anything from Holgorsen's press conference that we should address?
Yeah, let's get to Holgorsen here in a second. There was one question off the text line I did want to ask you, which was basically just thinking, get your thoughts on the 105-player roster coming next year.
Well, it's coming, whether I like it or not. I don't like what they're doing to the walk-ons. I need more time to address that question, and I will address it at one point in the future. Like, my brother-in-law is a walk-on. I have a heart for walk-ons. Honestly, my best friends to this day, in large part, not 100%, but in large part, that I played with were walk-ons originally. And they were the heart and soul of Nebraska for a long time. All right, obviously everybody contributes and scholarship players play a big role. But to me, I always had a special soft spot in my heart. And like Matt Rhule said earlier, I think he said it Monday, they basically legislated the walk-on program out of college football. It's not something that I'm thrilled about, but it doesn't matter what I think. I ain't getting paid the big bucks, Jake.
All right, and a few things from Dana Holgorsen here, his first press conference as a Husker. He said, "I identified a young player in practice who can help this week." So that's interesting to think about on offense. He also said, talking to the wide receivers, he's noted how big they were. And he said, "Why are you not blocking worth a crap? It's embarrassing."
All right, first things first, I already like Dana Holgorsen. He's already one of my favorite coaches. All right, so who do we think the young player is? Does anybody have an idea who the young player is on offense, obviously?
You have to think it's somebody that hasn't been used much or at all at this point.
Jalen Lloyd. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Jalen Lloyd.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Damn it, Johnson. I'm just saying. I mean, you got to keep throwing his name out there. He's technically an underclassman. He's a sophomore. All right, Jacob. What do you think of wide receivers who don't block, especially wide receivers who are starters that are 6'4", 220 pounds? They're basically small tight ends and they don't block. You're a lineman. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, well, it makes me mad. They get the ball and they don't have to block, but it's what all the good teams do. You know, everybody contributes in the run game, in the pass game, the linemen, the receivers, whatever. It's a thing we tried to, in meetings at Standing Bear, like try to focus on was wide receivers blocking. So just it's what the good teams do. And if you want to be a good team, you got to do that.
Yes. I couldn't have said it better myself. All right. So here's what I want to do. Anything else, Jake?
No.
All right. A little bit of college football playoff prediction from yours truly, and then they can dissect it and tell me where I'm right, and then they can also tell me where I'm right, and on top of that, where I'm right. Sound good, Jacob? Kind of like at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Unless mom's around.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Unless mom's around. That's cowboy. All right. Oh, this one's for you, Jake. Via Josh Pate on Twitter, whose college football show is almost as good as ours. I say that with all humility in the world. He says conference title games being devalued, which they will be because people aren't going to want to play and lose. You lose the off week. Then you have to play again. And then are they going to be punished with a road playoff game? How's this going to play out? All right, but he says conference title games being devalued will be used as a reason the SEC and Big Ten will overhaul the college football playoff again. And here it is, Jake. I expect them to seek an AFC, NFC postseason structure. Don't even ask what this means for the rest of the sport because they don't care. I've been talking about that for a long time. We'll come back to that another day, but I just saw it, so I had to bring it up today. All right. Before I get into the rankings and what they should look like, these are the top 10 teams and the ranked wins that they do or don't have. Oregon beat number 2, Ohio State. Number 13, Boise State. Number 24, Illinois. They've got 3. Number 2, Ohio State beat number 4, Penn State. Number 3, Texas. Not on the list. Number 4, Penn State beat number 24, Illinois. Wow. Talk about squeaking on the list. Number 5, Indiana. Love you, Indiana, but you ain't on this list. You ain't beat nobody ranked. With all due respect to ourselves, Michigan, and everybody else you played. Notre Dame.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You still lost to Northern Illinois, but you also won at number 15, Texas A&M. Alabama, right, number 7, they have 2 ranked wins. Number 8, Georgia. Number 19, South Carolina. And those look like some pretty good wins, by the way, I might add. All right, Alabama at times this year has looked like the best team in the country, and at other times this year they've looked completely and utterly lost, like they're still in the middle of spring ball. But here comes Georgia with the most on this list, the toughest strength of schedule in the country. And I actually don't know how they're ahead of Florida. I've already talked about that in the past, but those to me are the 2 toughest strength of schedules in the entire country. Georgia has beat 3 teams, number 3 Texas, number 10 Tennessee, number 17 Clemson, and that was a good old mud hole stomping. All right, number 9, Ole Miss, which is the most dangerous team in the playoff. Watch out for Ole Miss. They are the most dangerous team out here. All right, not the best, the most dangerous. All right, Ole Miss has 2 ranked wins, number 8, Georgia, number 19, South Carolina, number 10, Tennessee has 1 win. That's number 7, Alabama, 1 ranked win. All right, here's how I foresee it. Down the road, ladies and gentlemen, I decided to do what I think it will look like, not what it will look like tonight, but in the end, what the college football playoff seeding will look like. Number 1, Oregon, because they're going to play Ohio State, and it's hard to beat the same team twice. And I had Ohio State down here, but you know what I noticed? Oregon has a bye week this week. They played 8 straight games. Now they have a bye week. They play Washington. It's a rivalry game. They should kill them. Then they get the Big Ten title game. Meanwhile, Ohio State will have played for 8 straight weeks going into that Big Ten title game. That means something, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm going with Oregon, because the margin for error is so razor thin between Oregon and Ohio State. Number 2, I got Texas. I'm not uber confident. I think they play Bama in the SEC title game. I could see Bama winning. I don't know which Bama team shows up. I'm going to go with Texas. I don't know how good they are, but I'm going to go with that. SMU upsets Miami. SMU upsets Miami to win the ACC. They're the number 3 seed. Number 4, Colorado beats BYU, but because BYU is ranked ahead of Boise, people will leapfrog Colorado over Boise, and also people don't want Boise to get a top 4 seed more so than anything. And Colorado gets a first round freaking bye. What do you think of that after we just mollywopped Colorado here in Lincoln? And I know that's rough to think about now, but Colorado, I have them getting, very realistically, they control their own destiny. They're in first place, tied for first place in the Big 12 right now. Play BYU, Big 12 title game. BYU, I think, has run out of gas. They can win. They can get a top 4 seed in the first round bye in the playoff. What do you think?
Well, I heard a guy, when we were in the car, you were playing it. I don't know whose show it was, but they were talking about, like, if you heard that sentence a year ago, Colorado controls their own destiny. And like, and then, like, imagine hearing that after we beat them.
Yes.
Like, here in Lincoln, and how bad, like, they looked. It's just on all sides of the ball. Their biggest weakness is that offensive line, and yet they've somehow played through it and just, like, might play, despite of the offensive line, might – in my opinion, a little biased, the most important position, most important 5 guys on a field. They just might play in spite of that right in the college football playoff.
Do you think playing in the Big 12 helps? It's not right, as
it
tough.
It can't
as,
hurt.
Yeah,
it's it not can't hurt.
Hey, props to them, though. That hurts my soul to say, but props to them. At the number 5 seed, I have Ohio State. I don't know how the committee is going to handle championship game losers, but I don't see how you can punish them that much. Number 6, Penn State. They played nobody, have 1 loss, and they're still going to be in this thing. Notre Dame's going to have 1 loss, still lost to Northern Illinois. Number 8, Ole Miss. Number 9, Georgia. Number 10, Indiana. I think they play Ohio State close enough that they don't fall all the way out if they lose this weekend of the 12-team playoff. Alabama will get in with 3 losses, and they should. Because if they're in the SEC title game and they lose to Texas, they should get in with three losses. And I'm telling you, there's a Big 12 ACC team with one loss that won't be in this thing. And I got Boise State as the 12th seed. Potential matchups in this, man. Ohio State, Boise State, Penn State, Alabama. Just think about a whiteout Penn State, Alabama coming in at night. Ooh, that first round of the college football playoffs is going to be fun no matter who is seated where. All right. Thanks for joining me, Jacob.
Yep, always.
All right, you want to say throw the bones?
Throw the bones.
That was awful. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red Nose. Remember,
to throw the bones.
That's better. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.